World Class. How to build a 21st century school system.
Andreas Schleicher.
2. Debunking some myths. International tests such as PISA hold up a mirror to show countries how they are performing compared with other school systems. They also reveal the many false assumptions that can stand in the way of improving education. The poor will always do badly in school. Deprivation is destiny, even as teachers in classrooms around the world struggle to make up for the disadvantage into which some of their students were born. Some believe that deprivation is destiny. But PISA results show that this is a false premise, and that there is nothing inevitable about how well or badly different social groups are likely to do in school or in life. There are two sides to this story. On the one hand, in all countries that participate in PISA, learning outcomes are associated with the social background of students and schools, a major challenge for teachers and schools. But on the other hand, the strength of the relationship between social background and the quality of learning outcomes varies substantially across education systems, proof that poor results are not inevitable for disadvantaged students. In the 2012 PISA test, the 10% most disadvantaged 15-year-olds in Shanghai showed better mathematics results than the 10% most privileged students in the United States and many other countries.